from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
You know what I'm bringing today. You know what I'm bringing today. Let's go.
Go to work.
Let's go. Hey, Sam.
Sports Radio 610.
All right, who is it? Who's it going to be? John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Byron Matthews joining us today. Chris has the day off, and Byron's stepping in like a champ. I might make him a little mad during confession, but that's okay. Yeah, it's all in fun. All right, so In the Loop, a new iteration of In the Loop, which started, I believe, 2012.
What, the actual
show In the Loop?
The name In the Loop started 2013.
2013, I believe, when Nick got here.
Okay.
We wanted to rename the show, and I said, hey, what about In the Loop? And it kind of stuck.
You ain't come up with that name.
Well, people say I didn't. Other people take credit for it.
Oh, I heard the PD came up with that name.
Yeah, you're right.
He ain't give you no credit.
It was a meeting.
I don't know about that.
There was a meeting when they announced the new show.
Where's your proof at? Where's the proof?
It's right up here, baby. It's right up here. I was sitting in the room, and he's a great friend, but I was like, what the hell? Because he's like, hey, new show, Nick Wright, John Lopez, et cetera. He said, like, I decided to call it In the Loop. And I'm looking around like, I came up with that name.
He might have came up with it, but he did decide. I guess. It's his decision.
Oh, good idea, boss. Good idea, boss. All right, so anytime there's a change in this industry, people are like, all right, what's this guy about? Who is this guy? You know, what? And by the way, it is a guy. We'll give you that much. And it's going to start at Monday at 10 a.m. But I hate when people do the, hey, tell me about yourself thing, or, hey, fella, you know, where do you come from? You know, where'd you go to school?
I hate that. I don't be knowing what to say. If somebody told me, hey, Figgy, tell me about yourself.
That's awkward.
I got a lot. I got a lot going on. Where do I start?
What do you mean, tell me about myself? So let's ask some real questions. Some real questions that are going to find out a little bit about the new guy. You're my source on this. I'm kidding, but you know, but I feel like it's going to be fun to ask these questions of you, how he would answer them, and then I'm going to ask them of him on Monday and see. I'll save your answers, or we'll remember them and see how close you are. Did he play sports in high school, and if so, which one?
I'm going to say, yes, he did play sports. And I think he probably, I could see him playing multiple sports, man.
What was his best sport?
I'm going to say his best sport was probably track.
Okay.
He kind of looked like a track guy.
Mexican food, Chinese food, or Italian food? First choice.
I'm going to say Italian.
All right. See, you know stuff.
I do not know stuff. I'm just kind of guessing.
What was the last thing that he stole?
The last thing he stole. I'm going to say maybe a pen. Maybe he just took
a pen.
Maybe he's seen the pen.
Oh, not, you're letting him off the hook.
Yeah, not just, you know, just taking the pen. Or, yeah. But, ooh, I really like this pen. I'm going to take this one. Like, right. Actually take the pen. Yeah, like, not by mistake.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Not by mistake. Has he ever hooked up with a friend's ex?
I'm going to say yes.
Oh, wow.
He went. I feel like I feel like everybody that went to college did that.
See, you're giving us more information. He went to college.
Oh.
How about that? You didn't even know you did that. Beyonce or Rihanna?
I think he's going to go with Beyonce.
Okay. Does that mean anything? Country music or rock? And you can't say none of the above. Like, he has to choose between country music or rock, classic rock.
I'm gonna say he looked like a country guy.
Country,
yeah.
How about that?
I might have that wrong, but I'm gonna say.
Of course, you might have them all wrong. Has he ever had a near death experience? And if you had to guess, what was involved?
I'm gonna say no.
No.
He seemed like a careful guy.
Seems like a careful guy.
Don't
say
reckless.
See, we're getting info. We're getting intel. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Has he ever broken up via text?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Right, that's another hint.
Yeah.
That means he's probably younger.
Yeah, that's where I was thinking because I know some people younger. Be like, that's a little tacky, but for a younger person,
that's normal.
Damn near normal.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it, but it's normal for a younger person.
Yeah. Pineapple on pizza?
He better not be.
Hey, you're not answering it. How's he going to answer?
I'm going to say no.
No? Drums or flats?
I think he a drum guy.
A drum guy? Taking the easy way out. Does he believe in ghosts or aliens?
I'm going to say yes.
On both?
Yes.
Wow. So he's kind of deep. Wine or beer?
I think he, I'm going to say a beer person.
Beer?
Yeah.
Does he prefer doing the dishes or doing the laundry?
I'm going to say dishes.
Dishes?
Yep.
Has he ever gone in a pool?
Gone in a pool. Okay. I'm going to say yes.
Oh, wow. Wow. We're finding out some good stuff here. Does he gamble on sports?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm gonna say yes.
All right.
I feel like everybody but me do it.
Does he recycle?
By choice or force?
No, by choice. Like, he has 2 bins.
No, I don't think
so. No, he's not a recycler?
No, I think by choice, no. But depending on what area, I think you got to.
All right. Hoosiers or Field of Dreams?
I'm gonna say Hoosiers. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
That one I should have known. Yeah.
Oh, that one you should have known.
Yeah.
Maybe Figgy's gone to the movies with him or hung out and watched some TV. 15% tip or 20% tip? And does he tip for takeout?
I'm going to say he had 20% tipper, probably 20 or more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say he don't tip for takeout.
And no on takeout. Okay. Has he ever ridden a horse?
I'm going to say I'm gonna go out.
Think about it.
Yeah. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I'm going to say no.
Okay. Has he ever eaten? This is now we're getting into the real stuff okay. here. We're getting into the you and me stuff. Has he ever eaten someone else's food out of the office refrigerator?
No. I'm going to go with no.
This is an important question. Here's another one. Does he reply all at the office on the emails?
I'm going to say no.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Okay, so I like those last two answers. I like those last two answers a lot. So what we can get here, somewhat athletic, younger guy, probably pretty straightforward on food with drums, Italian, and no pineapple on pizza. One of the boys drinks beer over wine.
I think so. And see, my strategy for that was he went to college.
Yeah.
And I feel like every college kid drinks beer for some reason.
Yeah. And not afraid to maybe break a rule or two, even if they're not official rules, like peeing in the pool or taking a pen that he likes or gambling on sports. And maybe has a little bit of a not lazy, sort of a nonchalant streak. Doesn't tip on takeout, doesn't recycle, and at least he's never eaten food out of out of the office refrigerator.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take a stab at one here, and it's based on nothing other than just a gut feeling. I'll bet you he's ridden a horse.
I can see that.
I'll bet you he's ridden a horse.
I can see that,
which will fit right in. Oh, by the way, just some other information that we can share. He's a Houston guy.
From Houston.
Yep. So he's a Houston guy. So that'll be pretty cool. All right. So maybe our listeners are get a better feel for things.
I wonder how wrong I am.
It's good. Well, we're going to hear him again probably about this time on Monday when he's here. So Alex Bregman tried to tell us, man. He tried to tell us. And now here we are. What else has to happen for the Astros? And we're going to talk about that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.